Do you know that your spirit is made for the word of God? The more of the word that you speak, causes things will happen spiritually for you. That's why I'm recommending you to God's word. There is power in the word of God. It's a requirement for you to meditate. The evidence of your Christianity is the amount of word in you. What proves that you are a Christian? You are a person full of faith. The devil is not afraid of your shoes. The devil is not afraid of your lip gloss. He's not afraid of your hairstyle. He's afraid of what is inside of you.
You're listening to the Faith Alive broadcast with Pastor Daniel Hammond, Deputy General Overseer of the Tabernacle Worship Center. And now, to today's message.
Do you realize your response to circumstances are as a result of the information you hear? Who or what do you obey? The circumstances or the Word of God? Join Reverend Daniel as he continues his teaching on the benefits associated with acting on God's Word in his new series titled, Art Thy Word. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Jesus. Holy Spirit, help them.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, help them.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying, Holy Spirit, help you? Let me tell you why. People, as you know, being a pastor, it's a,
it's a privilege.
I hate Joel, Ona.
When the
one don't she preach on
her or begin to preach,
men behind a seat
now call for a dream about man.
People are coming to him
now call for banning change.
I have respect,
they need a man.
So it's like it's a good thing.
I say, at the pebby,
you don't know what pastors go through to come and stand and minister to you.
Soft word,
wait, one, two,
and son will be
the grace of God. Like, what is attracting against them? Three.
I don't know what and the fact that
you need to recognize that it is a gift that God has given to you.
Now, so when
what is on him has worked for you,
you
have no idea when you give a testimony. One, the faith it will generate to other people. Two, it's a kind of also encouragement to the person who is ministering. So when you say thank you, we bless God.
Amen.
And we get a very firm of God. We thank you that what you are doing is working. You see, let me tell you, Bishop Jakes, T.D. Jakes, he gave a test. I will never forget that testimony. You want to hear the testimony?
Yes.
You want to hear the testimony? I'm preaching. Okay, listen. He said, at a certain point in his ministry, he wanted to quit. Because he couldn't take it anymore. Because at that point, people who don't know him from anywhere, they speak negative about him. They say things about him that is never true. It blows his mind. It got to a point, it was too much for him. He said he's quitting. So at the point he was making that decision, because he was fed up, he finished a meeting.
There
was a lady who was forcing to see him.
Now,
everybody and the woman was forcing to see him. The woman said, I have to see this man and give him my testimony. Everybody, the woman was related, I will not go until I see this man. So as they were moving, this woman, he said she will not allow you. She had a terrible accident. And look, she will not make it. She said, what kept me alive is your messages I was listening to. I listen to every day at the hospital. Throughout her days in the hospital,
her
recovery, the words of faith, everything. She went through. She said, so she's. So as the woman began to say to him, the man began to cry. You know why I was crying? This
is
the woman said.
He
said, because of us. Please continue to do what you are doing. The woman didn't know that he was going through something. So as the woman finished speaking, he didn't know what he held himself. And then he just turned there. When he got to his car, he began to weep. Because the decision he has made, there are people who are, that the reason why he's there. Because of us. There are some people in this church. If it's not because of the ministry I have, by now
you
don't know what they are.
I'm telling you, because of us.
So he said after 1 year, he said you're doing a book signing, and he saw that same lady. People were shocked the way he stopped everything. Because that time he has come out, got that message. He has come out of his idea of greeting.
So
he just called the woman, he hugged her. People never understood why he hugged her. See, your testimony is there. You do something to the Lord.
Amen.
That's why Jesus said, where is the other nine? Where are they? Some people, they are too proud to give testimony.
This is pride.
You are feeling ashamed that someone will know that you had this problem. But you are never ashamed to go to hospital and move your body and let the doctor watch everything. That one, you are not ashamed.
There be.
Do you know why Jesus wanted the woman who received the miracle, the woman that showed blood, to testify?
He has to seal it.
If you watch, many people, when you go for crusades, and people get healed,
you
are supposed to pray for them.
Why?
It's to acknowledge the sinner, to thank God. The person has done the right thing. It's the right thing the person has done.
Amen.
And Jesus answered, Where were they not ten cleansed? But where are they now? Where are they? Continue reading.
There are not found that return to give glory to God, save the stranger.
So it means that when you give the testimony to yourself, you are not giving what? Listen, when you are saying, God, I think that's not what God looks for. You don't like the message. I'm telling you. Go back to the one you received the grace from. And then let the person know. That's when you are testifying the thing openly. Let me tell you what. The people give me testimony. I preach it here. I use their test as a form of encryption for other people. It's not every time I call people their name, but they know that I'm talking about them. But am I not using their testimony to bless people?
Amen.
I am. And they are not found that return to give glory to God. Save this stranger. But quickly.
And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way. Thy faith had made thee whole.
This is a very powerful word.
Amen.
He said, Arise, go thy way. Everybody align. Underline your word. Thy faith had made thee whole. This is what you must appreciate, that the miracles has been done already.
What will bring it to manifestation
is your faith. Thy faith has made you. And let's come down to verse 20. Now this is what I wanted to look at. The same thing. Holy Spirit.
Verse 20.
Read it.
And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation.
Now, this is a very powerful statement. You see, the Pharisees were asking him, when the kingdom of God should come. And he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not
observation.
It means that, when your miracle is coming, it's not by you know, you will see, you feel it, you know.
Like,
no, you it will happen that way.
No.
It doesn't come with observations. Give me another version. Ha!
Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come. He replied to them by saying, the kingdom of God does not come with signs to be observed or with visible displays.
So when God's angel has been sent with healing,
and
it's right here in the church, and
he's
standing by you now, as I'm preaching,
he's
not here for you to see him. And to know that he has healing for you.
Now,
you can only take hold of that healing by faith.
Amen. Jesus. Amen.
He said it didn't come with observation. Does not come with signs. Look. I went for a crusade this Friday. Pastor Chris said that.
So for Chris,
so there's a cloud of glory over Ghana.
Amen.
But this is the issue. But how many people have seen it? But it is there. You see, it's not visible. But your spirit can locate it. When I'm preaching to you, can your spirit locate your breakthroughs?
Amen.
That when I speak, is it enough for you?
And a dozen, man.
Enough.
And a dozen.
No, and a dozen.
A yamau.
Enough. A dozen is plenty, right?
A yamau.
He said, look, the kingdom of God does not come with signs to be observed.
So
when you are expecting God's kingdom or God to come in to answer something for you, and you are looking for signs to observe, you are looking for a visible display,
but
you have got it all wrong. That means that you will never get it. All you get is his word. And that should be enough for you.
Amen.
Serious.
Amen.
I believe that the guy who was lame, he never saw any angel.
But
his faith believed. He believed it. And he just, so it means that when he made the action, that then the thing went.
Amen.
You see, let me tell you. Giving instructions, I've never done to now. You know why? Because we're calculating. If you had believed what I've told you to do, and you have made that effort, and God saw your heart, you are going to do it. You say that's when God will begin to make the breakthroughs. Many times people don't know that. He will never give you a son. Like
someone.
But when you begin to make this, you see, things will
start.
It will
shock
you. It will appear like magic.
Amen.
Because see, that's how the kingdom of God works. That's how it works. Recently, I'll mention the person because the person is here. Olivia. Olivia,
talk
about you. You see, she's very young. Thank you. God bless you. Sit down. I was preaching here. And I just said. That someone should give for the signboard, right?
For signboard, no.
She said to me.
Or catch them, say.
She wrote.
100
Ghana.
100 Ghana.
And I said, there's no good.
And then
I
said, we are not soon, sister.
She it was too much. It's too much. So she said she was surprised.
She
realized she had written it. I've come to give it to me. So it was just an error. But see, it doesn't come with signs. She just had to obey. She didn't have any evidence that her brother is bringing her money. There's no evidence anywhere. But it was a setup by God.
Amen.
Yeah. And that way she got her breakthrough.
Amen. Now,
you see, so that's how the kingdom of God works. There's no visible signs that your healing is there. No. But wait for pastor to say it. Do you know when I speak, angels move?
Amen.
Do you know that? They respond to the words I speak. So when I speak and they are moving towards you and you don't have faith to receive, you will never receive it. I say to you, you are entering into 2020 with great and mighty testimonies. Believe what I'm telling you. The kingdom of God does not come with signs to be observed or with visible display. Have you read the message already? Let's read the message. Holy Ghost, help me. Thank you, Father.
Jesus, grilled by the Pharisees on when the kingdom of God would come, answered,
"You was grilled by the Pharisees." You know, those who like evidence, they ask unnecessary questions. How can it happen? Those people don't need to be answered. How can this be? Don't ask why. That's a yes, God. That's
amen.
A yes. That's all you have to
amen.
Say.
Amen.
You are sitting here looking at me.
You are thinking.
This is my life, God. Pastor said, beautiful girls. I've been trying to make myself beat all this while.
But said,
beautiful girls get married. No, it's not beautiful girls who get married. The things pastor is preaching, is he sure of it? You are still doubting what I'm telling you. You apply to what I'm telling you. I said, when you go home, don't react to your husband by feeling. Forgive him and respect and obey him. Pastor,
you don't
understand what he's saying.
So
for
Ankasa,
you
Do
you like the message? You see, let me tell you the funny thing. You see, the funny thing is sometimes, you know what, I do what happens sometimes. Let's say Madam A comes speak to me about an issue. Then Madam B can say the same issue, but it's like they don't know. Like all of them, they have the same problem. Is the only one who have told me the problem. And let's say I hear the message. And I pray with them. As I'm a pulpit.
And so begin a pulpit.
Without my whatever, I minister.
So
when I minister, I don't calculate it. Like what happened last week.
So
when I minister, me, I don't know what's happening. But the person I was speaking to,
the person
called it to this. This work can easily happen. Madam B can think. After I've spoken to pastor, I've told him my problem. He has come to pulpit and he's talking to me easily. Offended. Without seeing that this is an instruction even for me. Do you see what happened in church? So you see that people. They are giving. So the word that you must ask more is not the main issue. What is it? Is it true? Is it something that I must act on? Why don't you take that one? You don't get the message. Yeah. Yeah. That's more important than giving and complaining. So the enemy will take you to circles without looking at what the Bible is saying. If you are willing and obedient,
it means that
you, God has expected to obey with. No. How do you say mogo? If I fail negotiate small thing, how do you say that? We're not just going unwillingly.
Just so unwilling.
So it means that God, as when he wants you to be a willing person, willing
vessel.
So it means that you must be willing.
And just so free.
Most of the people don't know that when you are not willing, it's also a battle right that you are not getting a breakthrough. People don't know. I'm a tight. And God will never bless them. But they have done it too. But they don't have willingness to do it. So they will not be blessed. And they will not understand why. Like a cheerful giver. You give to God from your heart.
Whoever
you are insulting the pastor. You see, it's not correct. Is it correct? It's not correct. Am I preaching? Some people, they come and try us here. They come and try
us.
You see? After I go, pastor, this don't you are, it's too difficult.
I see who suffers. I dare who can dare him.
I've said it in their head.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
And then I'm in my feet.
Where they made me to me near them.
They should forget it.
You have locked yourself.
And because God can see your heart. God can even instruct me never to pray for you. You don't get a message. You don't like what I've said. It is true. Because actually, when God sees that you don't believe what he tells you,
you are becoming
a problem for him.
That is why you're held there, man.
He said, we have sang, but you didn't dance.
See, you are born,
you didn't cry.
What
else do you want us to do?
I'm
asking a question. What else do you want us to
do? Amen.
Hey, is it count the days on the calendar? You know, there's no good for me. NLT. Give me NLT. Ha, this is it. This is perfect. Read it.
One day, the Pharisees asked Jesus, "When will the kingdom of God come?" Jesus replied, "The kingdom of God can't be detected by visible signs."
So it means that, like I told on Friday, I don't want to talk too much on Friday. I gave some testimonies here about myself. Remember? Those who didn't come, I don't need to say it, okay? So do you remember a young guy coming?
So I brought him the Uber.
They're looking for visible sign. This girl.
Oh share in Saint Chirani.
Oh yeah, come on.
Oh Oba with the one fair.
That's visible sign. First one, oh yeah, come
on.
She's very nice. She speaks well. That's a visible sign. You're looking at all those statistics. Every statistics is 100% statistics. So you are looking at visible signs. God, I think this one is the one.
Oh,
this one. But when you are, if you are spiritual, you see that she's a witch. You see, but tricky. Do you like the message? It's okay. You see, so people are looking for, like, someone. There's a guy who, like, that's his good up
there.
He has got where he is now. A brother trying to make it with God. He's doing well.
Then
a beautiful God comes, appears.
Like,
my prayer has been answered. Then it's like everything. He's not discerning. using the visible statistics. See, then he's making the same based on that. That's where the problems are. A young lady coming up. Nice lady. You are believing God for a good man. Then by visible prayer, all your cover, I want a tall guy. I want a guy with a car. I want a guy with six packs. I want a guy with this. All those things. It's not a bad thing to pray for. God doesn't direct people on that type of thing. Let me tell you number one. The physical body never remains the same. The man with the six pack become a very soon have a pot belly.
Six pack, no matter one pack.
The lady with the oranges. Very soon it will be nothing. So you see that it's not visible. So God will not operate in that your mind.
No.
So you have to be led by the Spirit.
And those things
that you will know in your spirit is that because this is the one or this.
If you don't have instructions,
what happens?
I know a guy,
he was sleeping in his car. Beautiful girl, but he sleep in his car. He couldn't go home. Every time there's issue, you see. So when you are making decisions in life, God will never show you a sign.
You'll be
led by the Spirit. The number one way God is through His words.
Amen. I have
major instructions from God. I just listen to a message. Out of the message, a rhema comes to me. This is God telling me to do this. That's how it works.
Amen.
And that's how God wants us to walk in this
world.
Like I'm preaching. And I say to you that you'll be parking your cars over here.
Amen. Amen.
This is the issue. Devil, tell you. I'm telling truthfully. So it's like, because there's no visible evidence, you shut yourself. It is true.
You become quiet.
No one knows what's in your heart.
Only
you know what you all believe in.
What's your name?
I'm telling you. So even you doubt what I've been telling you, it's not serious.
I said, we're crying in
Do you know God changed?
We believe you've been blessed by today's message. Join us same time next week for the continuation of this message. For more information, please contact us on +233 243 730 537. Worship with us at the Christian Council Auditorium, Osu. If you have never received salvation, if you have never received Jesus into your life, if you have never experienced this life of Christ we're talking about, then this is your moment. Say these words: Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save me. I believe God raised Him from the dead and He is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day and by my faith in Him, I receive eternal life into my heart and into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am a child of God. I am born again.